This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. Yes, it is that time of the week again. This is the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. My name's Russ Masterton. I'm the travel agent. My food junkie critic and extraordinaire and bar hopper is Fiona Brooke. How are you, Fiona?
I'm super. And like all good bar hoppers, I'm a little bit hungover today.
Are you just? How well, fabulous. Where have you been?
Well, last night I went and checked out the new Tolanos in St Kilda.
Oh, yes.
In Fitzroy Street.
Is it going off?
I would say it was a little quiet, but, you know, I think that it was just maybe a quiet Friday night. But it doesn't matter whether they were. They had to. I sat in the bar because I didn't feel like sitting down for dinner. I just sat at the bar, had a couple of marvellous cocktails, a very charming cocktail maker, and had a few snacks and had a little calamari. And I think it was beautiful. One of the reasons why it's important for people to check it out is because, it has all the beautiful Murkamoira murals.
Okay.
Now, Murkamoira, of course, is, you know, one of Melbourne's most incredible artists.
Yes.
And, you know, the story of her and her husband and their travels to Australia and her work is really something to be beholden. And her murals that she did in the Tolano restaurant in St Kilda were covered over temporarily by some generic pasta bar that was going to move in.
What were they thinking?
And that was the whole thing. Like, they just covered them up with, they didn't paint over them. But the idea that you would cover these stunning murals. Anyway, so I checked it out. It was really lovely. And the other reason why it's good to mention this is because we're going to have a guest in a couple of weeks called Janet Deneff.
Yes.
Now, Janet Deneff is a fantastic and really well-known ex-Melburnian. She moved to Bali 25 years ago.
Wow.
She married a local Balinese man.
Yep.
And she opened a restaurant called Casa Luna. She started a hotel. She's got a hotel there called the Honeymoon Guest House, which is beautiful.
Loving it even more.
Yep. And then she also started the Ubud Writers Festival.
Oh.
And she also started the Ubud Food Festival.
Well, she's almost Balinese.
She is a force of nature, and she will be coming to Melbourne because she is bringing a Balinese warong to Tolanos.
All right.
So if you like your baba ghouling.
Well, who wouldn't want a bit of baba ghouling?
Well, I don't eat baba ghouling myself, but it sounds good to say. But it's there'll be a cocktail, lots of delicious things, and it'll be all in that beautiful setting. And if you haven't seen the Murkamoira murals inside the venue, it will be stunning. Anyway, so
Does
she have this event coming up for Melbourne Food and Wine, but she's going to be coming into the studio to talk all about the Balinese food scene, which is hot, hot, hot.
I love Bali. I really love Bali. If you want a holiday that is extraordinary, that you can just go and kick back in your own little villa with your own swimming pool, some amazing restaurants,
I love Bali.
Much to see and do. You can just kick back.
I go all the time.
Yeah, you're a Balinese fanatic, aren't you?
Actually, I like to go because it's easy to get to.
Yeah.
You don't have to travel very far and you get really great bang for your buck.
5.5 hours and you're there. You're lying by a pool and you're thinking, what cocktail will I have tonight?
And the smell of the air.
Yeah.
And then actually what we're going to do, which continues on, is
massage.
One of our other guests.
Oh, yes.
Also actually has a restaurant in Bali. He's the well-known Melbourne restaurateur and chef, Jeff Lindsay.
So there's so much that's coming up over the next few weeks with regards to.
So we've got Jeff Lindsay coming up. Now, he is famous for his Vietnamese restaurant, Dandelion, which is in Elwood. And he has a restaurant in Bali as well. So he's going to be coming on and talking all about Vietnamese food, which is his specialty, but also, opening a venue in Bali.
Get out of town. We're going to be busy over the next few weeks. I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, and then we've got somebody else coming up.
We do.
Now, there's a really hot restaurant in Melbourne called Anam.
Oh, Anam. Okay.
Also Vietnamese.
Yes.
Opened relatively recently. And the chef, Jerry Mai, is going to be on the program as well.
God.
March is going to be great.
We're just not going to stop, are we?
No, that's right. And I'm still trying to find out about the outside broadcast.
Which we're going to do. We're determined to do that.
Yes.
You know what happened to me this morning?
I hate to think, Russ.
Well, I was just casually walking down the street in Farquhar, as you do.
Oh, yes.
And I was chatting away and I ran into one of my old flight attendant friends, Miss Penelope Carbon Cabin Pressure. So Penelope and I sat down and had a coffee, and I thought it might be fun for everybody to hear her tips on travelling in an aeroplane.
Great idea.
Yeah, I did say that wrong. I'm just going to revisit. It is Penelope Cabin Pressure, not Carbon Pressure. Penelope won't be pleased that I got that wrong.
She won't.
Anyway, she gave some great tips, which I thought were really interesting. The first few, and this is the one that I found actually really exciting. Come on, if you want a little bit of extra service, you know, you like a few cocktails and you like your food and you want to be pampered a little bit by the crew, on long-haul flights, go on board with a box of Chockies or a packet of biscuits and give it to the flight attendant.
Wow.
And she reckons that you are going to be flooded with kisses and service and love.
Wow, so, that's such an easy one too.
It is. So I'm going to be going out and buying my next crew a box of Chockies and giving it to them on board. I tell you what.
I guess it depends on how long the flight is, how many boxes of chocolates you might have to take.
Well, who knows? But that sounds like a good tip to me. She also mentioned that you've got to stay well hydrated throughout the flight. So we know that means, you know, limiting your grog to maybe one or two and then drinking lots and lots of water. One of her best tips was to always use the toilet before the meal service. And she said the reason being is if you can hear them banging around in the galley, as I always do, it means they're getting ready for meal service. You should rush off to the toilet then instead of waiting in those long queues after everyone's had their breakfast and then they're rushing off to the toilet.
That is a tough one.
Which I thought was really good. She said when you're another good thing to do is clothing-wise, which I liked, just wear elastic waist pants.
It's a good excuse to get out your lucky waisted pants.
Now, I've found as I've got older and the middle spread has widened quite a bit that I love my lucky waist pants. She said that every part of your body expands during a flight. So
it sure does. I take my shoes off.
Do you?
And then I have trouble sometimes, depending on the shoes, getting them back on.
Well, you know,
little footsies.
I like them because I just find they're easier to take off. You know, there's nothing better than being mid-flight.
But I think there is a little bit of a fine point between elastic pants, elastic waisted pants, and tracksuit pants.
Okay, you don't like trackies?
Well, I'm not a fan of trackies.
No, you've got a bit of style happening, so we'd never see you in tracky pants.
Actually often, you know, this sounds crazy, but I often actually wear my heels on the plane because I can't fit them in the luggage.
The things you do.
Because I always pack pretty tight. Like I'm a small packer and a lot of times I just take carry-on.
Yeah. And she said that it's pointless joining the Mile High Club on board because the crew all know about it and what they're instructed to do is go straight to the toilet and open the door and say, what the devil do you think you're doing in there? So if you're going to get away with it into the toilet, they are instructed to go and open that door and get you out of there as quickly as possible. So
well, actually, that could be a really good reason for some people to do it. They might like that. A little exposure.
Well, you know, if you're into voyeurism or all that sort of stuff. Now, this girl was a very naughty flight attendant in her day. She was also telling me one of the stories that I love the most is they used to crawl up into the overhead bin lockers and hide in there just before the passengers got on board. And then the passengers would come on board and they'd open up the bin to put their bags up there and they'd go, rah!
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I thought that was kind of fun. And then I asked her about her most embarrassing moment as a flight attendant, and she did actually mention the fact that she was doing the safety demonstration once and bent over to pick up the life jacket to put over her head, and while she was bending over, she farted. Apparently the entire cabin was laughing hysterically when that happened to the poor love.
Yeah, you know. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. But, you know, the crew, they can be a bit of fun. If you know how to be nice to them, they'll be nice to you.
I think so because, you know, I mean, what's the alternative? Certainly if you're not nice to them, well...
Well, you know what they'll happens. Do. Yeah, out come the handcuffs, apparently.
Ooh.
Well, we should be going to a break. That's yes. Penelope Cabin Pressure's tips for the week. Always be nice to the crew and be courteous to your other passengers around you, which I think are pretty good tips coming from flight attendant extraordinaire Penelope. So,
thanks, Penelope.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, everybody. This is The Escape Hour, Joy 94.9, and today we're asking people to send us in your funny flying stories. So,
funny cabin pressure stories.
Anything that happened in the cabin to you that is hilarious. We want to know if you're a flight attendant or a traveller or you've just heard a funny story about flying in the air. We'd like to let our listeners know
your
story.
We're looking for a couple of laughs.
You're on The Escape Hour. This is Joy 94.9. My name's Russ Masterton and Fiona Brooke is here with me today and we're going to read some messages from one of our flight attendant listeners.
Well, you know, Penelope really, she just had more stories to tell.
Oh, did she? Isn't
yeah,
her?
It
oh,
is.
God,
it
Penelope,
is.
Stop
your
it.
Your friend Penelope, you know, she just could.
She's a bit outrageous, this one. I'd love to be on one of her jets.
I can imagine. We need to book on her plane.
Oh, I know. Could you imagine it? We'd give her a chocolate, wouldn't we?
Penelope, we would be We'd be giving her the whole box.
Yeah.
So Penelope said that on a long haul flight, the crew have two rest breaks.
Do they?
Two hour rest breaks, which is not very long.
No,
really.
No.
Anyway, the crew rest bunks are at the tail of the 747.
Yes.
While sleeping, a very unpopular crew member was in her bunk and had her shoes stolen in air quotation marks and put into the trash compactor, never to be seen again. The crew member had to do the remaining 6-hour flight in her stockings.
Oh, what sort of an airline is that?
Oh, that sounds outrageous. And there's more.
What else is going on in that flight?
Well, this one's good. Many, many years ago, a naughty crew member, may have been known to sip a little cocktail on board at the end of the flight.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah. One of the old girls had a beverage hidden on the shelf above her head, unbeknownst to her landing, the empty plastic cup fell over and a wedge of lemon from her drink lodged itself in her over-teased and coiffed hairdo. She then continued to farewell a whole 747 load of passengers at the door with a swizzle stick and lemon wedge as a hair decoration.
I love it.
I've got to see somebody, you know, dressed in a uniform, in a host outfit and wearing that as a headpiece.
Oh, that wouldn't
someone
be great.
At Mardi Gras has got to do that for their costume.
Oh, wouldn't it be a good idea? Yes, yeah. These are Mardi Gras costume for anyone who hasn't got one.
Mardi Gras costume ideas. Thanks, Penelope.
Yes, thank you for those wonderful messages.
This has been The Escape Hour on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.